This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 20th. Well, folks, I think we dodged a bullet. The FOMC statement was still very dovish. The Fed dot plot that came out was pretty close to being split between 2 to 3 rate cuts, but there was still a small majority want to have 3 rate cuts this year. The only major change was next year, 2025, when now they only expect 3 cuts next year. Well, before they were expecting 3 to 4. So that's good. That means the Fed's going to be cutting. They know the inflation's backed up a little, but they're revising their economic growth a bit higher. I think one of the things that could have influenced them, or maybe they already talked about this, is Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, made it clear that they were ready to start cutting rates in June. And it looks like when they do these rate cuts, it'll be coordinated by the major central banks, mainly the U.S., the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England. And inflation's running pretty cool over there in Europe right now. Of course, their economies are weak, too. That's contributing to lower prices. So this is good news. So the Fed is going to be cutting no later than June. From what we can see, it will be a worldwide rate cuts by the major central banks, Europe and Britain. That will keep the currencies, you know, in sync. And the Fed does want to cut rates ahead in the election anyway. And that's about it. So Jerome Powell is going to be speaking here soon. But I did want you to know that I thought the Fed statement and the dot plot was much more favorable than it could have been. So that's good news. So apparently everybody wants this rally to continue. So I guess the party is going to persist. And of course, let's hope Jerome Powell doesn't screw things up when he talks. But last time he did okay. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So that's it. So Louis Navalier, that's your quick update for today. I'll update the podcast anytime during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.